Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the 77th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about the Proof comeback schedule, the track list, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back, you guys, to Season 2 of Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Well, we're actually back this time, I think. I'm just kidding. Because, you know, the last episode, we were like, we're back, kind of. That's because we knew we couldn't, both of us went on a trip and we couldn't continue it on, but we're back. Hi.
Exactly. Yeah, we had to take a little 2-week break, but we're back for now. I don't know if anything's gonna come up. Maybe.
No. I know, right? Don't jinx it. We're gonna jinx. Okay. No, we promise. We promise. A lot is going on, though. Told Jose, was it even last night? Or it was last night.
Yeah.
While we're playing Overwatch, of course, that we have a closing date on our house now, and so I'm gonna be moving in 2 weeks, and so I'm going to try to get like my setup, my room set up right away so we could, you know, continue on. Because, girl, like the time to move during, you know, Festa, we're going to kind of get into that. Hopefully yeah. Festa is going to happen. BTS's comeback and just so much going on. So like your girl needs to be ready. But how are you doing, Jose?
I'm doing great. This is like the first week truly. I mean, last week I was off, you know, done with school and everything, but I was on a little vacation. Like Roseanne said, we both went on like trips. And so I was really like busy, you know, I was doing stuff, enjoying my vacation. So it didn't feel like I was like off, you know, I just felt like it was a little like maybe another spring break for me. And then this week is truly like the week where I'm just like, I don't have school anymore. And so I'm kind of, I'm not struggling. It's just weird, you know, that I don't have to report at a certain time, that I'm not like having to like work on a specific project or whatever. Like I'm still working on my YouTube and my Patreon, of course, but it's just like that added work since I got used to it. I kind of, it feels a little weird where it's like, hey, I don't have to go drive an hour to class. You know, I mean, that part is I'm not missing that, but like, you know, having to see like other people and like classmates who I became friends with and stuff. Yeah. But I mean, we're still in contact and stuff, and I'm sure we'll hang out and stuff. That's but cool. It's, but you know, it's different when you have that commitment of like at this time you're gonna report somewhere. Not having that anymore, it feels weird. You know, like you're like, what do I do now? so that's basically what I'm trying to concentrate on. But like you said, Rizin, like it's gonna be busy. Like it's already pretty busy, I think, but it's gonna get busier, especially for you. So guys, if one time you hear like bad quality audio from Roseanne, is maybe she's recording from her car, like she's driving and then she's on her.
She's I'm that desperate of like in a U-Haul and like recording audio on my phone. Like it's become that bad. Like, hey guys, I'm in a process. Literally, I'm in the U-Haul right now.
Literally, like, and then you just hear Roseanne like, hey, can you pass me that, like, box or whatever? She's, like, in the middle of literally right, unpacking.
And, like, I go silent for, like, a couple of minutes because I'm carrying Oh, my gosh.
I can.
That'd be hilarious. Speaking about what I mentioned, like, with Festa and stuff like that, like, usually we're going to get, like, a schedule on it towards closer to the end of this month. I mean, it's already the 24th, but sometimes it comes out, like, the 30th
yeah.
or the 28th or, you know, very, very late. So, like, I don't know. My question to you, Jose, is, like, do you think they're going to go with Festa because, like, this comeback is literally falling on Festa?
Yeah. When I first saw, like, the announcement of June 10th, 2022, which is going to be, like, the comeback date, I also thought about, wait, that's literally in the middle of Festa. Like, that's in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. So there is that question also where it's like, will they? But in my head, I want to, like, assume that, like, of course. There hasn't been a year where they haven't done Festa. So I'm just like, why would they not do it this time? But then I'm like, did they maybe think about maybe killing two... What's that saying? Killing
two birds with one stone?
Yes. Where it's like, let's just create our promotion for Prove and make that also a part of Festa. But then I'm like, no, because that's separate, because Festa is more of a, like, a army festival. It's meant to be just for army. Like, everything that we get, you know, through Festa is exclusively, like, for us. Like, not the general public's not really gonna know about it. And so that's why I'm like, I want to separate the two. But like you said, I just don't know how it's gonna work, because it's like they're so busy already with the Proof comeback that I'm like, do they have time to do the Festa? I wanna say yes. Like, of course I'm biased, so I wanna, like, have more. Give me more, you know what I'm saying? Give me more BTS. Give me more content. I'm always gonna be here for that. I guess we'll know by the end of the month, because like Roseanne said, I believe last year we got the Festa schedule for 2021 on May 28th. It was like the last couple days of the month and we got the schedule.
Yeah.
So that could happen here. Like, right now we haven't gotten anything. We haven't gotten, like, any type of, like, teaser when it comes to Festa. So that's what's like, we don't know, you know, but don't be surprised if we get the schedule like the 28, 29, like 30th or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And, like, you know, obviously they've already released, like, the schedule for Proof.
Yeah.
And of course, there's that question mark that falls on, like, the debut date, which is when they usually have the muster, which is on the 13th.
Yeah.
June 13th. So we have that question mark, Jose, still. And also the one on the 7th, the 6th. I'm reading it. For us, it's the 6th.
Right.
For Korea time, it's on the 7th. The question mark. We don't know what that is. Yeah, like, it's true, though, Jose. Like, we just never ran into this before where there was a comeback during Festa.
Right.
I feel like maybe we will still get it because Festa, like Jose mentioned, it's more like an exclusive type of content for armies, and it's just gonna be so odd because I don't think they'd stop muster either, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there has to be muster with Festa, and I guess if ever we'll get double the content, but remember this, like, a lot of the Festa content that they post for us are usually things that have been recorded, like, back then. You know what I mean? Like, a good while ago.
That so is not, true. Like, you're actually right. Yeah, now that you think about it.
Yeah, so it is possible. It's a lot to juggle. But also, like, you know, they would also record the FM. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, they would do where they're sitting around and they talk to ARMY for a good, like, hour or so. Last time was, like, the magic shop theme. The other one, we were they were cooking and stuff like that. So, like, I feel like it would be hard to not do it after doing it so many years, but I don't know. Either way, we shall see. We're getting fed.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think because I'm looking at the schedule for the comeback, like, for Proof, and there are days where there's nothing, you know, like, they skip some days.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe on the days that they skip, that's when they'll do, like, Festa content.
Yeah, that's right.
that could work. Obviously, June 13th, that's their anniversary. That has to be something when it comes to like a free concert, maybe that Jin spoke about, or maybe online concert or so. I mean, for the past 2 years because of the pandemic, it was online. So that's why, I mean, those are kind of considered mustard, even though they're kind of not, you know what I mean? Because they were like the Bang Bang Con. So it wasn't really mustard, but in our eyes, it kind of was because it's like it landed on the anniversary date. But I guess I am very excited though, because it's kind of like we'll get our answers in the next
couple of weeks.
Next week's already like the end of May. Yeah.
Wait, the way I said couple of days, not me. Oh, actually, yeah. Girl, see, I'm looking at the calendar. This is why I need to look at a calendar when I'm recording this, because your girl loses track of days. I don't even know where I'm at sometimes.
Oh my God.
Anyways, so as of right now, the only content we've received from like the proof schedule is the proof of inspiration.
Yes.
And they're like short clips that are less than a minute long. And all of it, Jose, at first I thought there were pictures of California. All of it are pictures in Vegas from the last time they were here for PTD, the concert. And very interestingly, like they pointed out that the set was in the looks like the abandoned water park here in Nevada. It's like a 2-hour drive from Vegas. And BTS themselves also mentioned like they drove out 2 hours, but then we had a sandstorm here in Vegas. Like it got windy here in Vegas. I forgot they witnessed that, but they had to drive back another 2 hours because it was canceled. So that was kind of like hinting, obviously, that they've recorded something here at that water park. See, here's the thing. Me and Jose, when we're talking, we're thinking like Yet to Come might be a more... It's similar to like Life Goes On. It has that blue color palette going on with it. We saw them with the mic stands, like as if it's going to be more of like a softer song. Softer song is not even the word.
So like the other, like Roseanne said, Proof of Inspiration was something that we already have. The track list is the other content as well. What's next to come is the concept photo, that'll be this weekend. So as of the recording of this podcast, it hasn't come out, but when we release this, guys, we'll have already like some of our first concept photos already, so we'll be talking about that like next week. But like Rosanne said, for the Proof of Inspiration, she actually showed me this. You remember you sent me like a link of like the water park, or it's abandoned, and you guys need to look this up. I will not be surprised, because the photos literally give you the vibes of HYYH, like the prologue, the graffiti everywhere. You guys, we going back. And of course, Yet to Come, in parentheses, it's the most beautiful moment. So it's kind of like, of course it's going to go back to HYYH. And it's just like, woo, all the feels.
I think you're giving me hope here, Jose. You're giving me hope here. Like, it is like... I'm in denial because we don't. It's been forever, you guys, since it's connected to the storyline.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So at this point, I'm kind of like, I don't want my heart broken. I'm just kidding. But it's kind of like it really looks like it. The setting. They have a pool over there at the water park. But they have a lot of like settings that look like it's from. It could connect with the. I Need You. Oh, girl always gets confused with Run and I Need You. Oh, the prologue. Yeah. Girl, the prologue. So it fits. I just don't know what they recorded it for. Obviously, they recorded there. We just don't know what it's for. You know what I mean?
I'm going to throw out a theory and say that it is for Yet to Come. Like, I don't, because it's the parentheses, like, with the most beautiful moment, like, I just don't see why they wouldn't take advantage, you know, of, like, oh, there's this place that looks like it. Because I believe that the one in Korea is, like, it's no longer there, right, Roseanne? Like, something happened to it? Like, the location where they recorded?
Yeah,
they closed it off.
Yeah, it's no longer accessible. I don't remember if they paved over it or got rid of it. I don't know exactly what happened, but it's no longer accessible. Yeah,
so if they really wanted to get that feel again, I could totally see them, like, going there and filming. Be like, yo, this looks like it. So it's kind of like, why not? Like, why not go back to that feeling, that era, that moment. And but yeah, Liz, I just had to mention that because it's like she showed me that, guys, and I was like shook it. That was like, Roseanne, where the heck do these people even get this? Because I was like lost. I didn't even know. So she let me know, and now we know. Oh, yeah. Let me know.
That's, and now we know.
That needed to be on proof.
Girl, let me know.
Yes, but...
Girl, let me know.
There's so many songs that I thought was going to be, and now I'm a clown. Okay, so like...
yes.
So like I said, we...
Sorry, we clowns all the time.
Yeah, the track list that we got, it's actually going to be 3 CDs. We knew that, of course. But the guy, the guys, Big Hit released like the track list for all 3, one each day. On the 8th, yeah, May 8th through May 10th. And the first one is all track, title tracks. So you'll see Yet to Come on there, and then you'll literally see every single title track from debut to now. And then what happens though is that it's Born Singer. You guys, Born Singer.
Ah! Sorry.
I know.
Yes.
Girl, I screamed Born, too when I read it.
Exactly. I feel like that was all ARMYs. Because y'all know, Born Singer, it was released as a free song on SoundCloud. Yeah. It was never an official song. So they actually just recently bought the rights to it. Because now they're posting it officially. So it's an official song.
Yep.
And I think I asked Jose this when we were playing Overwatch. I'm like, do you think they're going to change the lyrics? Because, guys, if you guys read the old lyrics, they're talking about they've been out for, like, BTS talking about they've been out for 2 years. And, I mean, as of right now, it's like, 8, 9, almost 9 years now. So, I mean, what do you think, Jose?
Yeah, I still think the same, like I told you. I think it's going to be the same exact song. I don't think they will I don't think they'll re-record anything. I think it's just the way that they have it. They're just adding it to the track list. To their discography, like official, where we're even going to be able to like stream it and chart it, which is so exciting because just imagine we're going to be able to say that BTS like charted a song that they released 9 years ago. You know what I mean? Like that's so crazy.
And you know, now that I think about it too, Jose, yeah, it's kind of like, because Proof is showing their history. It's not like they're going to re-record No More Dream. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to post how No More Dream was. But, that would make sense if they just left it as it is so people could actually hear their history. You know what I mean? Like, this was what it was in the past. And it's so interesting to listen to because, as I mentioned, I'm sorry for those who, like, were confused when I mentioned they're buying the rights to the song because... Mm-hmm. Born Singer is what was that word again? A sample, not really a sample. Yeah, a sample from Born Sinner by J. Cole. Correct me if I'm wrong. J. Cole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so like the melody and the music, it's basically the same, and they sampled it to create their own lyrics to it and named it Born Singer.
Exactly.
So that's why they bought the rights to it.
And like the way they listed it out is so cool because that's actually track number 1 is Born Singer, and then we end with Yet to Come, which is like present time, you know, the most beautiful moment, which is the one of the new songs, but the official title track. That's track list for CD1. CD2, guys, is all their solos and subunit songs. And these are the ones that actually, like, BTS personally, like, individually, they chose to be on track list. So the Proof of Inspiration clips that you guys, that we all received, those are the ones focusing on tracklist CD2 because the guys, for example, like RM in his clip, he's talking about Persona and Stay. Jin is talking about Moon and Jamaevu. I still don't know how to correct
Jamaevu.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? So each guy got to do, they chose like their solo one and then a subunit song. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the guys also explaining why they chose it and the reasoning behind choosing their solo songs as well. And then tracklist CD3, this is the one that was like the most chaotic. Well, let me go back to CD2 because CD2 we do have...
Hold on, we gotta go back. We skipped over Run.
I know. I was like, wait, hold on. Tracklist CD2, the new song on that is gonna be Run BTS, guys. Everybody went crazy. Yes, because as we all know, their show, Run BTS, but they're actually going to have a song titled Run BTS. I don't know about you, Roseanne, but I immediately thought, okay, this is going to be a go-go. This is going to be an anpanman. Like, I just feel like it's going to be a hype track. What do you think?
Yes, and you know, I believe that too, because if you notice whatever album they release, there's always a hype track, okay? Yes. There's going to be go-go, there's going to be So What, anpanman. They always have that fun, upbeat song. Yes. You know what I mean? Last time was 21st Century. So, like, you know, it's I think it is that track. I agree with you on that. It's given me that vibe.
Imagine if it turns out to be like this, like, ballad.
You know what? That's me being a clown when the Bulletproof Eternal... That's me.
Oh my god, you're so... No, wait. Okay, so now we don't even know. Like, legit, Rosen?
No. Hold on. It's okay. Let's be clowns. We're calling it. It's gonna be like, okay, go-go. It's okay.
Yes, we're calling it because it's so true, girl. Did we not... I think we even said it on the recording. We really thought we Are Bulletproof the Eternal was gonna be like a hardcore hip-hop.
Because y'all, you guys, come on, hey, you can't blame us. We Are Bulletproof, and then We Are Bulletproof Part 2, they were all, like, rap-heavy hip-hop tracks. And then we got, like, when it started playing, I was like, wait, hold up, am I listening to the right song? Like, yeah, I will always forever be a clown on that. They got yes, me. They got I think us. They knew what they were doing, too.
Oh, for sure. They were like, we got to throw them for a loop. So, I mean, right now, we're going to go with that. We're going to say that Run BTS is going to be a hype track, but let's not be... surprise if they actually don't go that route, because they can. oh my god, that is so funny.
I'm gonna laugh at us.
Okay, now we can go to tracklist CD3. This one, guys,
yes,
CD only. Let me repeat it, CD only. So that means that you have to have the physical album to have CD3. And I think the reasoning...
I'm sad. What's your reason?
No. Listen, my first reaction was that too, you know, because I want to chart as much as possible. You know, I want to stream. I want to have it all. But then when they get... when you really think about it, like CD only and CD3, they did give a reasoning that this album is just... specifically for ARMY, where it's like not for the general public, because it's like ARMY's gonna really cherish, they're really gonna understand, they're really gonna like all these songs. Like, all these songs like hold a special place for ARMY. Mm-hmm. And like, not the general, you know, like the general public is not gonna be listening to Tony Montana with Jimin, you know what I mean? Like, they're just not, because and not to say because it's a bad song or anything like that. No, like, not at all. You just know the general public, like, they want like mainstream, like something that's like pop all the time. You know what I mean? So they're not going to cherish these songs where it's like, we know the history, we know how much they put into it. Like, so I feel like BTS is telling us, like, this is specifically for ARMY. And then of course it also helps with like the album sales, because if you think about it, like, ARMY's gonna be like, well, now I really want it because I really want CD3. Because guys, CD3 is all demos, like all demos, with the exception of Tony Montana. I don't know if that's gonna be like maybe the one from Muster, or maybe they...
Oh yeah, because the one that Yoongi has obviously doesn't have Jimin. Jimin was like, yeah, where would they get the audio unless they recorded it, because the only one we have is the performance, right?
Yeah,
the live performance.
So that one, I don't know if they would go with the live performance or if they actually recorded it like in the studio and then they're just gonna release it now, which is really, really exciting. And then the reason why it was so chaotic, guys, is because there's so many demos. But not only that, there's 3 new songs on this CD, one of them being For Youth, which is the other final third official track. Like, if you see on the poster, yeah, For Youth has also available on digital, which means this one will also be able to be like streamed and charted and bought online. Exactly. But there are other 2 songs on here that it's only CD only, and we've never heard of them. So these probably haven't been like recorded like right now. These probably had are some songs that they had in the past and they're just now releasing them.
Yeah, because it's not, it doesn't say demo beside. But the, I'm really confused because right now the titles are in Korean, but there are like translations of it. It's just, it's so odd. Like track number two, it's undefined relationships or it's complicated. Like that's the title.
Girl, that's the translation. That's so funny because I read something else. I read ambiguous love or ambiguous relationship.
See? Wait, hold up. Okay, like I get the gist of like the, you know, it somewhat means the same. It's complicated. That's, yeah. That's so funny. But yeah, so we don't. I would read it to you in Korean, but I'm just gonna butcher it. So let me not. But the other one, what was your translation? Because it was the fourth track. Yes. Translated as quotation marks.
Yeah, that's the one that I had to. Okay. I read it online, and okay. It was quotation mark. So those two guys. It's track number two and track number four. We've never heard these songs. So they're obviously unreleased. We don't know if they were recorded back in 2013, 14, 15. Who knows when these songs were recorded? I guess we'll be able to, like, tell maybe once we hear it. Because we can totally see when, like, something was maybe more on the lines of, like, what era and stuff like that. But maybe they recorded it now. Who knows? Like, you know, recently. But it's exciting because it's like this CD is like specifically for armies, and obviously, like I said, it's only physical. And also a lot of people I don't know if you saw Rosen, like the keyword CD player or like compact, I don't know how do you call it, but the CD player.
Oh, the compact version.
Yeah. Like people were Googling like CD player because a lot of people don't have CD players anymore. So it's like The term like went up in the Google searches when the proof track list like was released, because now fans are gonna be like, well, I need a CD player to be able to listen to CD3.
Yeah. Wait, so Jose, okay, here's the thing, because we just got a new car, but like, does your car have a CD player now? Like, I don't even know how many cars nowadays, like the new
oh, yeah, mine,
models, like if they have CD players.
I don't know about new models, but mine does. But mine's 2012. So that's why it still has a CD
player. Yeah, yeah, because Jian's old car had a CD player, because that's where we would play, like, BTS's. That's the only time. Because, you know, when we come home, we don't use, I'm guilty, guys, I don't use CDs, okay?
Me
the only
either.
Time's in the car, but then most of the time we just Bluetooth play from, like, Spotify and yes. stream from there, you know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's so funny how people are, like, looking for CD players, especially because this third CD, like, you're gonna need to play. But if you guys have a laptop, you know, even some laptops don't have CD disc trays anymore.
I was about to tell you, girl, a lot of people, because I tweeted this, I was like, the only CD player I have is my car. And then people were like, well, what about your laptop, Jose? And I'm like, literally, my laptop doesn't have a CD player either.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. So I talked to this about you know, the CD thing with my other friend, and they're like, a USB, like maybe nowadays like people have more access to a USB type of stuff.
Yeah.
Not CDs, but like, you know what, we're gonna figure it out, you guys. We're gonna figure it out. I have a computer. Wait, does it even have a disc tray? Hold up. Oh my god, I gotta check. Oh my god. Wait, it don't look like it has any.
That's what I'm saying, Rosanna. Like, that's how much we don't use CDs, that we don't even check for that. Like, we don't even check our devices if they're able to play CDs.
Wait, no. I bought something, though. I had it in my old video. It looks like a speaker, and I'll show you how it looks like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Very aesthetic.
I know. I just, it's so funny because, like, I have so many BTS albums, like, physical albums, but it's, like, a collection for me. Like, I've never used the CD.
Same. It's just collecting dust, you guys. But I love it. It's aesthetic. And I will play, like, it's crazy. I use the vinyls more than I do a CD player. It's freaking crazy because you know how they had vinyl songs such as Girl Is Already Forgetting. But the last couple of songs, I have the Dynamite one. I had Life Goes on vinyl.
Yeah.
And I actually bought a vinyl player to play those. I have a vinyl player, but not a CD player. That's going to be crazy. Just kidding.
No, literally, I have the Life Goes On, and I believe... No, Dynamite 2, sorry. Dynamite and Life Goes On, I have the cassette. And I'm like, that's just for me, because like I literally do not have nothing where I can play a cassette on.
Oh my gosh. I just, you know, that's funny. We just bought the, I just bought the vinyl, but I bought the machine. But yeah, they, I forgot they did cassette versions and vinyl versions. Even yeah. for On, I have On too. On sounds amazing on vinyl. I don't know. I wish they would release a vinyl version of Proof, because honestly, like, I would start collecting vinyls because of BTS.
But, Roseanne, hold on. I just remembered something. Because the prices of, because I just looked at my albums right now, and like the price, I have pre-ordered the compact and the standard, and it's like $100, like with taxes and everything. And like, I'm over, like, I even tweeted this, I was laughing so much, and people were like, oh my god, me too. Like, I'm literally complaining about like gas prices, food prices, like they're just going up, like it's not coming down. I just spent $100 on two albums.
Right. Like, two of the same, Jose. Like, it's the same. I'm just kidding. I mean, like, the content in there is not the same.
Oh, my
but, God. Yeah, the way there is no max price or, you know, when it comes to BTS, it's like, all of a sudden, the numbers just don't exist.
Yeah, like I remember when they barely posted, like, the announcement, I was like, okay, how much is it gonna be? And then I was like, I mean, just keep it real. That's not gonna matter. Like, you're gonna...
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's nice of them to offer two options.
Yeah.
You know? But I just love how you're like, two options? I'm gonna go for both.
You guys, it's because the packaging looks so great for both. I was like, why can't you not just get both, Jose? And I was like, okay, who needs food? So then I just bought it.
Who needs food? Who needs to pay for gas? So I think the next time we jump on here, and we should have the first set of concept photos called Proof. And then I think before then, the next will be concept photo Door. And I was just like, talking to Jose, like, what do they mean by door? Is it the logo? Because a door? Like, yeah. Are they going to be standing by the logo? Or by a door? Like,
I cannot, Jose.
They did, though, Jose. Tell them. They did. They sat by doors before. It was,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What? Oh, okay. It was the magic shop. They were literally in a hall with doors.
Yes. Yes. That's true.
Okay, see, I'm not delusional. They have posts. They posed with doors before. But I think when they mean by door, it's the logo. I don't know. Okay, anyways, let me not go into that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No. You know, it's not crazy, Roseanne, because if you think about it, like, Proof, it's all about the logo. It's all about the logo. Like, that's how they're spelling out Proof. So I do think door is because of the logo. Like, I don't see other... like a physical door, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't see that. I feel like it's a play. It's a play on the logo. Like, it has to be, and because the logo is so like sharp and sophisticated, like it's so fancy to me. Like, it's rich. It gives me. I don't know why I'm. I feel like those are gonna be the ones where I'm gonna die, and I'm okay with it.
And we're okay. We're okay with our souls leaving our bodies. It's all good.
Like, I feel,
but it has yet to come.
I feel Proof concept photos are gonna be like, they're still gonna be, you know, killing ARMY's hearts. But as far as like concept wise, I feel it's gonna be like more light. I feel, and then the door is gonna be like hitting us in our face,
like physical.
Like
that the door will be hitting us in the face.
Have you seen that meme of Big Bird kicking the door?
No.
Where it's like Big Bird from Sesame Street, and like he kicks the door open. Like, it's a meme. Like, that's what I feel like it's gonna be like. It's gonna kick it and then hit us in the face.
Perfect. That'll be us. But we're looking forward to it, you guys, and it's nice to be back and to chat about all BTS. With Jose, it's not like we don't when we're playing Overwatch, but like a whole dedicated 40 minutes of just talking about BTS. Even it's helping me catch up because my life has just been really hectic. And so like Jose helps me stay updated because I'm not on Twitter as much as I usually am anymore. So it's nice, Jose. Thank you,
Jose. Okay, so let me quiz you right now. What are the names of the five songs?
The five songs? Why are you putting me yet to come? Taliora Bangtan, The Youth, And then don't even come at me with the other one, okay? About the relationships one, okay? I am not gonna know that. Was it a quotation? I see.
Oh my quotation. God. See, guys, you got there. But I also, I love it how you said the youth, and it's called for you.
Oh. Yeah, it's for youth. Sorry. Don't even ask me about the relationship. It's complicated or whatever the...
That's so funny because you're like, it's complicated. Well, the title is complicated.
Yeah, the title is complicated. I keep seeing different names for this. I do not know the actual translations of it. You know what? Let me try to read it right now. Hold up. It says... What? Hold on, wait. Let me read this title. Okay, I got this. 애매한 사이. Okay, see, I don't even know if I read that. But that's the Korean version. I butchered it. Okay, but yes, you guys.
What about track number four?
Track. Okay, it says 다음. What? Let me see. I don't know. It's been a long time, you guys, since I practiced Hangul. Obviously, I butchered it. I can't even read the last one. It's like PP. It's like see, you know what? Okay. Anyways, you guys, I hope you enjoyed. Wait, what? That was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeRVPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeRVPD. Shh, quiet, Jose. If you want to send any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Okay. We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure... Yes. Will we ever start and finish professionally? That's what I want to know. We'll figure it out.
I think we did one. One out of like 77. So like, what percentage is that? Okay, anyways, go on.
Okay. We hope you enjoyed listening to us today.
You already read that, Jose.
Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Mm-hmm. Have an amazing week, everybody. Mm-hmm. Bye. Thank you. Yeah. Another episode.
Bye. Oh. What? What did you say? Wait. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Jose. Bye, Army. Kim Nam Joon, Kim So Jin, Min Yoon Gi, Jung Ho Suk, Park Ji Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Hoo, BTS.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.